أستاذ، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم أنا عرفات. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Riyad Hussein. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, the 6th of Rajab, we focus on Suratul Hujurat, chapter number 49. This surah was revealed after the hijrah and migration of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Medina Munawwara. Hujurat refers to rooms, apartments, and secondly, it is also called Suratul Akhlaq, to do with our character, our manners, our morals. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is showing us adab, etiquettes and laws of Islam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi wa la tajharu lahu bil qawli ka jahri ba'dikum li ba'din an tahbata a'malukum wa antum la tash'urun. O people of Iman, 89 times Almighty Allah has used this phrase. O you who believe, do not raise your voices above that of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and do not address Nabi alayhi sallallahu salam in a loud tone and manner as you address one another. This will constitute disrespect. And tahbata a'malukum, all your actions will go away in vain, meaning will disappear. Wa antum la tash'urun, you will not even perceive it. Today people are right there by Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The amount of noise, people more interested in taking videos, in taking photos, compared to reading salat and salam. This is su'ul adab, disrespectful, Allah forbid. When we show disrespect to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all our actions can disappear. So who are the Sahaba, the beloved students and companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُدُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, those who lower their voices by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ, those are the people, امْتَحَنَ اللَّهِ. I broke up the word so you can understand. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ, those are the people Allah Ta'ala took the examination. Do they possess taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness? Allah Ta'ala announced and pronounced the results. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ, for them is forgiveness, for them is a magnificent reward, they pass with distinction. Therefore, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and every Muslim, that we must honor, protect and promote the integrity of every Sahabi and companion of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, the messengers, peace be upon them, are ma'soom. They are protected from all types of sin. Sahaba are mahfuz, meaning even if they made mistakes or they committed sin, Almighty Allah forgave them. So who has the right to castigate and curse and criticize them? None have the right. Why is the surah called Hujurat? This verse here, surah 49, verse number 4. There were a group of Bedouins, people who came from the periphery, outskirts of Medina Munawwara. They were not very educated, they were not very cultured in this sense, they didn't know what is manners and adab and etiquette. They came to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and started shouting Eh, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, eh, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, come out, come out. Innal ladhina yunadunaka min wara'il hujurat. Those who are shouting behind the rooms and apartments means the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam, their houses, they are Mubarak, their houses are also Mubarak. Aktharuhum la yaqilun, majority of them got no aqal, majority of them got no understanding, understanding of adab and etiquettes and respect. Walau annahum sabaru hatta takhruja ilayhim. If they are to wait till you emerge from your room, then that should be better for them. Therefore, wait for the teacher to come. Don't say, come, 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 and so forth. So obviously, this we are speaking about occasionally. And the teacher must be there also, remember, on time. So that is the lessons we learn. Thereafter, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَىٰ, that the Muslims are brothers. So sometimes there are disagreement. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَا خَوَيْكُمْ, then bring about reconciliation between the two brothers, the two groups. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, fear Almighty Allah so that the mercy of Almighty Allah will envelope you. Now look at all these lessons and see how important they are in our life. Today we judge people because of their language, because of their ethnicity, because of their complexion. We know we were born in apartheid and we saw how apartheid was dismantled. See what Almighty Allah is teaching us. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin. O people of faith, do not mock and ridicule other people. The people you are mocking, they might be better by Almighty Allah. Similarly, you women, because women, this is their habit. They look down upon people who are dark in complexion, who speak other language, and then they don't exercise caution. Men also do it, so it is haram and unlawful for both. Do not call people by nicknames that are derogatory. Remember, so hey, you fatty. So remember that you can't call that person a derogatory name like that. And ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ijtanibu kathiran min adh-dhann, abstain from suspicion. How many a marriage has been broken just based on suspicion? The wife said something, the husband misunderstood and he gave all three talaqs, Allah forbid, three divorces, now marriage finished. Afterwards he realized that he misunderstood. How many a time the wife accused the husband, you having an affair but no concrete evidence. So Almighty Allah says, Inna ba'da dhanni ithm, some of this suspicion is sinful. Wala tajassasu, don't spy. Spying for our own agenda, and we want to have intelligence and so forth. Nay, yes, for governments to have this, you must remember to protect their citizens, people, and so forth. All that will be acceptable. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, do not make ghibat and backbite of one another. Remember, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, الْغِيبَةُ وَأَشَدُّ مِنَ الزِّنَا, this backbiting is even worse than zina, fornication, from some perspectives. So what is ghiba? Backbiting. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Zikruka akhaka bima yakra." You mention something bad of your brother which he dislikes in his absence behind his back. Even if it's a truthful thing. Now Almighty Allah is asking us, "Ayuhibbu ahadukum ay ya'kula lahma akhihi mayta?" Would any one of you love eating the dead flesh of your brother? Nay, you hate it, detest it. So that is what we are doing. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, states, the day I came to know ghibat, backbiting is haram, I abstained from it. Imagine. Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind. Till today, human beings are grappling with this problem. Inna khalaqnakum min zakari wa unsa. We created you from one male, one female. Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. And that is Adam and Eve. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلٍ, we made you into various nations and tribes. لِتَعَارَفُوا, so you recognize one another. So remember today people who are white in complexion, some of them think the superior white is right. And we know the apartheid mentality. Then you find some people who are speaking a certain language. They speak Surti or Golvard or whatever, Apra. They think they're superior. Then you get the Mamun, they might think they're superior. Then you get the Urdu speaking, they might think they're superior. So all this stems from jahiliyyah and ignorance. In Islam, there's no place and space for that. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. By Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the people who are the most honorable are those who have taqwa, piety, iman. Today a person embraces Islam. He says, I'm Muslim. Fine. But don't say you already got iman. Walamma yadkhulil imanu fi qulubikum. So iman is within our hearts. And that only Almighty Allah knows. And Islam is the external. Who is the true Muslim? This is a very big lesson. Surah 49 verse 15. Innama fa hasar and qasar, only exclusively. Those people are iman, who have iman. Amanu billahi wa rasulihi. They believe from the inner recesses of their heart in Almighty Allah. They believe in Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of Islam. Thumma lam yartabu. And then they have no doubt at all. And to let the iman increase, Islam be enhanced. وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They strive in the path of Allah with their wealth. They strive in the path of Allah with their persons. They are the truthful ones. We should not think we are doing Allah a favor with Islam. They were a group of people. They should say, yes, we're doing you a favor. يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ نَسْلَمُ قُلْ. Tell them, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. You're not doing us a favor with your Islam. No one does Allah a favor. No one does Nabi alayhi salatu salam a favor. بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. But Almighty Allah has done you a favor. Allah illuminated our hearts with iman. So Allah gave you this hidayat, iman, Islam, faith, conviction, if you are truthful. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala keep us with iman and Islam, and make our death with iman and Islam. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen, 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 thum ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan ustad. 4 minutes after five, you are listening to As-Safinatu Ilal Jannah. Ustad, I got a question here. It says, when parents call their married son to speak to him alone, is it right for the wife to feel offended, Ustad?
No, there's no need for you to feel offended. You just did the ayat now. Why do you have suspicion? They want to discuss, you must remember, matters of bilateral importance. So remember, father, son, mother, son want to have a discussion. So you, the daughter-in-law, you should never feel upset and so forth. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ijtanibu kathiran min adhwan inna ba'da adhwani ithm. Abstain from all this type of suspicion. Some of the suspicion and skepticism of yours is sinful as well. Yes, if the father or mother are now plotting, planning something against the daughter-in-law, against his wife, then obviously if she got evidence, then she can speak and so forth. But just sometimes, occasionally, they call because they have, you know, trust in his suggestions, opinions and so forth. So that's totally permissible. There's no problem with that.
Ustad, I'm married for 20 years. My wife makes herself available but makes my bed absolutely cold. Perfect example, just lies like a corpse. Never fulfilled one request of mine, Ustad. I spoke to her, but unfortunately, I've been told there's the door. Please advise what to do, Ustad.
Yes, you must seduce her, she seduce you, and so forth. So you must make shukr, alhamdulillah, that your wife is loyal, and so forth. So when there's husband and wife relationship, so always look at the good. Remember, perfect you won't get. Perfection is only for Almighty Allah. Perfection you'll only find in Jannah. So remember that every one of us have our shortcomings. So look at the positive, that your wife, she is loyal to you, that your wife, you must remember that she doesn't harm you and so forth. So she doesn't fulfill every fantasy of yours. Sometimes the men, they want haram things and so forth. So look at the positive and make shukr that you have a wife, mashallah, and she's fulfilling your rights and so forth.
Ustad, let us go to, there's a little young girl, 14 years old, from Eldos. She says, studying by Hazrat Mulana Kaldin's Madrasa Tarbiyatul Banat. She says, Mufti Sahib, I want to know that who was Abu Talib? And how come did Abu Talib never recited the Kalima? She says she's confused. Could you please explain to her, Ustad, student of Deen, little Naila?
Okay, three things, Sister Naila. Your Ustad, Maulana Khaldin, is my student. So he'll tell you about that. You must ask him one day if he didn't tell you as yet. Second one is Naila. Oh, remember that is the wife of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala. And third one, there were certain good things which Abu Talib did. Remember when the Quraysh wanted to harm Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the the chacha, the paternal uncle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he informed them, "You don't touch my nephew," meaning Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much so when he passed away, Abu Talib, first Sayyidah Khadija passed away, then Abu Talib passed away, Abu Talib passed away, and then Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha passed away. So be that as it may, so the Amul Huzan, that year in our Islamic history is called Amul Huzan, the year of sadness, because Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha passed away. Nabi alayhi salatu salam was very, very sad. Abu Talib died. Yes, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pleaded with him, "Ya Ammi, oh my beloved uncle, read the kalima, I will intercede for you." His last words, Abu Talib, he's the father of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and he said, "Ikhtartu an-nar ala al-ar." I choose the fire over disgrace, Allah forbid. Because Abu Jahl and all his comrades, cronies were there, and he wanted to show how brave he is. So dispatch to Jahannam and the hellfire forever. And remember, this is in the Quran. Sister Naila, open chapter 28, Surah Qasas, and verse number 56. Surah 28, verse 56. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, "Innaka, verily you, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la tahdi man ahbab. You cannot give guidance to whomsoever you love. Walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. But Allah gives guidance and hidayah to whomsoever He wishes." So we see that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam uncle, that whether it was Abu Talib or whether it was Abu Lahab or whether it's anybody else, so you must remember they did not bring iman, and this is the manifestation of the power, authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah. People who are so far and remote, Bilal Habashi, the African muazzin, gets iman, becomes the muazzin, and passes away, and remember, Jannat is assured for him. So in that way there, it is the sole prerogative of Allah. He gives Allah Jalla Wala Hidayat to whomsoever he wishes. Yeah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, "Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Talib did so much, and you know, like he tried to protect you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do we benefit?" The hadith in Bukhari Sharif does. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, "Yes, that he will benefit and he will get less punishment, but he will think it is greatest punishment, but the punishment will continue till the day of Qiyamah and forever and ever." Remember that. So this is how, remember that he died a non-Muslim and dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, and that is the unanimous belief of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. When you look at the hadith, Surah, Quranic ayat, Surah 28 and verse number 56, and the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, where his feet are in the fire, but the impact and effect of it, remember, is in his brain and so forth. So therefore, Allah Ta'ala protect us from Jahannam and the hellfire.
10 minutes after 5 Central African time, you are tuning and listening to As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. We go to a very good friend, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them, always sending us questions, Sister Natasha and Brother Marvin. They say, "Mufti Sab, Teacher Mufti," this is Sister Natasha, "my Christian friend Jennifer told me Adam blamed Eve for eating from the tree. Is this in the original Bible? What's the Islamic stance on this?" Sister Natasha from Lakefield. Sorry for asking the question, Ustad.
There's no need to ask, sorry, sister. You want to know about the Islamic faith because you belong to Christian faith or whichever faith. So that is how you will understand Islam. If you want this incident in the Noble Quran, so you should open chapter number 7, we call it Surah number 7, and you will find the details in this chapter here, chapter 7, verses 11, and it continues right from verse 11, right up to 25. So 11 to 25 are the verses, and chapter 7. I will just read the relevant portions to answer your questions, and Brother Marvin and Sister Natasha, so you and your sister, your friend Jennifer, there's many, many names we're learning now. So anyway, so what does the Quran say? See, I'm reading for you. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us in the Noble Quran, chapter 7 and verse 22. فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةِ When both of them tasted and ate from the tree. So how can we blame one party when both of them, and Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, is a messenger of Allah. But remember, he forgot about it. And where is that mentioned that he forgot? It is enshrined in a noble Quran. Almighty Allah states, فَنَسِيَ آدَمُ وَلَمْ نَجِدَ لَهُ عَزْمًا He, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, he totally forgot about that prohibition and he did not make intention to violate the laws and commands of Almighty Allah. Chapter number 20, Surah Taha, verse 115. Chapter 20, verse 115. So both of them were guilty, but it was done mistakenly, inadvertently, not intentionally, not deliberately. Now what did they do when they saw that now their clothing of paradise, all that is falling down? They started taking the leaves from the trees to cover their shame. And then they begged Almighty Allah for forgiveness, both of them. Chapter 7, verse 23. Chapter 7, verse 23. Qala, both of them, Adam and Eve. Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ O our beloved Allah, we have wronged our souls. If you do not forgive us, you do not envelope us with your mercy, then we will be the failures and the losers. So that is what the Quran Kareem, this Quran, our constitution is teaching us. As far as the Bible goes, as far as previous scriptures go, Sister Natasha, Brother Marvin, Jennifer, whoever, you need to look at it yourself. Yeah. That when if you come to my house, I will show you the different Bibles I have. I have the King James Version. I have the New International Version. Then I have the Arabic Bible. I have the Urdu Bible. All this I have here in my house. So when I speak on this topic, sisters and brothers, I say that, and you look at the Catholics, you look at the Protestants and so forth, you will find they do not agree on certain verses, whether it's part of the Bible or not. So they have so many different versions of the Bible that even the virgins get confused. So this is the miracle of Islam. Our Quran Kareem, our constitution, the Noble Quran, memorized by millions of people. From time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hundreds of people. Then it increased to thousands and now it's gone to millions of people in all continents and countries. So no addition, no omission. The enemies tried to burn our Quran Kareem million times. But remember, how can they remove it and expunge it from our hearts? So that is how. But you take the Bible, you take the Gospel, you take the Torah, there's not a single person today on this earth who knows it by heart from cover to cover in the original language. So that is the miracle of the Noble Quran. So let us look at everything objectively. Allah Ta'ala give you and bless us with the truth, and always we must strive for the truth. Allah Ta'ala guide you, guide all of us.
Ustad, we go to Maputo, Mufti Sab. My brothers and sisters are not talking. Everyone is lying and trying to put the other one down. I don't want to be part of this. How do I stay away from them without breaking family ties, making lots of du'as for unity and loving this family, Ustad?
Remember, yeah, there are three issues. That brother, that sister who are not speaking to one another, you, the person who posed this question, write down this reference. Chapter 47, Surah 47. The Surah's name is Surah Muhammad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable name. And verses 22, 23. Now people become wealthy and rich. People have influence. People are highly educated. So, in tawallaytum, when you have authority, and tufsidu fil ard, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth, wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, and you sever the family ties. The brother tells the sister, go to hell, Allah forbid. The sister tells the brother, go fly a kite. Because of the pride, this is the satanic slogan, ana khairum min, that I am better than you, I am superior to you, who the hell are you? So those are the statements people make. So in case like that, these are all the satanic slogan. So Almighty Allah states, Surah 47, chapter 47, verses 22, 23, when you committed all these crimes and you severed ties, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ, then Allah Ta'ala's curse is upon you. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ, and Allah makes them spiritually deaf and spiritually blind. وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارُهُمْ, to tell them that brother, sister, whoever, all their salat and namaz and prayer, all their good deeds, and just now it will be Ramadan and so forth. So nothing is accepted by Almighty Allah, hatta yastaliha, till they reconcile. Reconciliation will be the prerequisite for acceptance in the court of Allah. You want reference? Go open Mishkat Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. You will find these ahadis there. The wordings are very, very similar. So it shows in Islam is absolutely haram. Now you, what must you do? So you must make salam. They just say, assalamu alaikum. We have disagreements with so many people. So you must remember, we don't sever ties. We just say, assalamu alaikum, and we carry on. So you must remember, it does not mean that because of some disagreement, that now we have to sever ties. That is absolutely haram and not permissible. And read, ya wadudu, ya wadudu, ya wadud. For unity, Allah creates the love and unity. People want to speak of unity. Unity bases are only two. It must be with Iman and Islam. And secondly, it must be with Tawadu. That is humility. And then you will find unity. Humility is the path to unity.
19 minutes after 5, I'm going to ask one more question. I've got Brother Dawoodu, mashallah, from Somalia. He says, Mulana Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum. Mulana Arafat was speaking about anger this morning, and he mentioned a verse in para 4. This is what he said. Mutu bighaydikum. Is there any incident of this verse? Is there any asbabun nuzul? This is Brother Dawoodu, Ustad, from Somalia.
Brother Dawoodu from Mogadishu. So that is how it is, Molana. Not only Somalia, it is from Mogadishu. Yes, remember that two verses we'll quote to you. When we lose our temper, we're furious now. So Almighty Allah states, rise to the occasion. And what is the occasion? وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ, subdue your anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and then what must you do? You must forgive the people. And after that, it's still not finished. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, then you must do good for that people. Your employee broke something. You are in a fit of anger. And now, so you now remember this Quranic verse. So you subdue your anger. You forgive the person. Then you still increase his wages. You still give them something. So that is what Islam is teaching. Yes, remember the enemies of Islam. They were people who were trying to plot and plan against Islam and Muslims, the munafiqeen. When they came to the believers, they would say, Amanna, that we got Iman. You know, two-faced. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا أَدُّوا عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَنَامِلَ مِنَ الْغَيْثِ, and when they were alone, they were biting their fingertips because of anger and rage. Why are the Muslims winning? Why are they receiving booty? Why this is happening for them? Like today, People are so jealous of others that they will lie and make propaganda. So Almighty Allah says, you know, professional jealousy. Qul mutu bi ghaydikum. There's it there, Dawoodu in Mogadishu. Qul mutu bi ghaydikum. Die with your rage and anger. Meaning it's not going to change anything. The person who is the hasid, the one who's jealous, he will die with his jealousy. And the mahsud, remember the person of whom you are jealous, Almighty Allah will shower his bounties and favors more and more upon him. So what must you do, brother Dawood? Read, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. Ya Allah, I seek your protection of those people who are jealous and envious. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala accept us all. Yesterday I had to go for janazah, so Allah Ta'ala forgive all the marhumin. But today, inshallah, between 11 and 12, there will be bliss of marriage, Mona Arafat and myself. 1:05 to 1:30 will be tafsir, Surah Ar-Rahman, chapter 55 of the Noble Quran. Inshallah, inshallah Aziz, we will complete today's Surah Ar-Rahman. And 1:30 to 2, inshallah, will be the tafsir commentary from our archives. Barakallahu fiqh. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.